You're playing with Candy from VoiceLikeCandy.com.
Diary of a Cheating MILF, Episode 0. Dear Diary, December 21st, 2017. Tonight was another example of my husband, Victor, not being able to satisfy my needs. He's the man in this relationship. It's his job to fulfill my needs. But to be honest, he's barely spent any time with me at all the past few months. So I decided to take things into my own hands. He has been away traveling for weeks now on business. We planned the weekend together and he had agreed to a date night tonight. His kids are staying with their mother over the Christmas break, so I thought this would be the perfect opportunity for some alone time with my distant husband. Everything was planned. We even had a limo lined up for tonight. I went to the airport to pick him up, but instead of waiting for me with a present and a kiss, I eventually found him in the airport bar with a couple of his clients. They were getting hammered like frat boys. He was so out of it, I had to help him out to the car. I knew right then and there that the night we had planned wasn't happening. Once I got him back to the house, he told me he wanted to lay down and sleep for just a few minutes. Yeah, right. The moment he got on the bed, he was out cold. I stood over my husband as he lay there on the bed snoring. He looked like such a slob. He is so spoiled. He has a hot-ass wife, but is never home to do anything with her. On the rare occasion he is home, he doesn't have the energy. I love him to death, but the older he gets, the more he disappoints me, especially in bed. I know he has trouble keeping up with me, but he could make an effort to better himself. I thought this weekend we could work on that together, but seeing him passed out like this on the night I'd been waiting for just pissed me off. I reached into his pocket and looked for his phone. I called to cancel the limo service, but before I could get the words out, the dispatch lady told me that our driver, Alex, should be there any moment. I remembered Alex. He had driven for us a few times before. I started thinking about just going out on the date on my own. It served him right for being such a jackass. Then I started thinking about Alex. He was pretty hot. I've always been super attracted to him, and I've seen the way he looks at me. Why wouldn't he check me out? Between the amount of time I spend in the gym and the wardrobe my husband's salary affords, trust me, there's plenty of reasons for men to stare at my body. I hung up the phone, and for some reason, my heart started racing. I thought that maybe I could convince Alex to have dinner with me, since my husband wouldn't be joining us. I worried that he might be too nervous to hook up with me, but I also knew that I could seduce him easy enough. I've never cheated before, and the idea of it was turning me on. I looked at my husband's phone and scrolled through some of his messages and emails. Sure enough, he had a flight booked for tomorrow. Gee, Merry Christmas to you too, Victor. Look, I get it. He has just gotten so timid in bed with me over the last couple of years. His stamina isn't what it used to be. He gets winded quickly, and once he comes, he's done. He can't go another round, and he sure isn't interested in my pleasure. He looks at me and the shape I'm in, and I think it intimidates him. On the other hand, his profession feeds his ego. It builds his confidence. He is great at it. He is an amazing earner. But that doesn't mean that he can't work on other areas of his life. But instead of doing that, he would rather run away and hop on another flight right before Christmas. I was so pissed, I decided to tell him off, whether he could hear me or not. Are you fucking kidding me? You knew you would only be home for one night, and you thought it was okay to get so drunk in an airport bar you can't even fuck your own wife. I'm so sick of your shit. We had this entire night planned. It's been weeks since you've even been home. I wanted a nice date night, and I wanted to get fucked. Ugh. You know, the limo guy is going to be here any minute. So do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going on this date, without you. I'm sitting in the front seat of that limo. I'm going to tell that man all about the things that I'm not getting enough of in my life. I'm going to ask that man to have dinner with me on your dime. If you can't do your duties as a husband, fine. I'll find a substitute. Don't think for one second I'm going to regret this either. How could I? If fucking me every 3 weeks is enough to satisfy you, fine. But that's not enough for me. I'm going to get that man to fuck me tonight. And I'm sure it's going to be better than you have in years. By the time the limo pulled up, I was ready for my unsuspecting date. I could have dragged him into the house and fucked him right there on the couch. It's not like Victor would have even noticed. But I deserved better than that. All the hours I spent doing CrossFit and Pilates, I worked damn hard on my body, and I know I have skills when it comes to sex. If any man gets to fuck me, he has to earn it. I expect a nice meal, a pleasant conversation, and a nice romantic night together. For the limo driver Alex, it was going to be his lucky night. He didn't know it when he picked me up, but he was going to have the opportunity to fuck a 10.